This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, in hour number three. Great to be with you. Today's the day the Mueller report officially released. Today's the day Attorney General Barr explained the Mueller report in detail. Today's the day the counterattack begins. The revolution begins. The insurgency begins. The Republican resistance begins. By the way, before I get to all the big news of the day and the Mueller report, kill the music already. Jeez. How long you want to play that open? Come on, come on. So, first of all, before I get to all the news that's fit to print about Mueller and Barr and Trump and the crazies on the left who can't let it go. Of course they can't, because they look like fools and liars and frauds. I do want to say very quickly to open the show, and I'll do this again in hour number three on Newsmax TV. My condolences to the Chet Kopic family. Chet Kopic, a great friend of mine for about 20 years now, and when I had a sports handicapping TV show on American TV on Saturday mornings, I was known in those days. Lots and lots of people, millions of American sports bettors knew me from Wayne Allyn Root's Winning Edge on many major American sports TV networks like Fox Sports and Superstation WGN and Spike TV and you name it. The list was long that our show was on. And I hired Chet Kopic to be the host of the show. I was the star. Chet was the host. And it was the show was all about Chet, you know, interacting with Wayne Root and Larry Ness and Chip Chirimbas and Big Al McMorty and Randy White of the Dallas Cowboys and Phil McConkey of the New York Giants and at one point Dan Hampton and John Riggins. Dan Hampton of the Chicago Bears, John Riggins of the Washington Redskins. It was a great show, and Chet Kopic was a wonderful ringmaster and kind of a master of ceremonies. And did a great job, and we became very good friends. And, you know, I saw him as much as you could really see a business person, because he would fly in every Tuesday night to Las Vegas. And then we'd shoot the show Wednesday, and then we'd fly home after dinner. So I saw him 2 days a week, 20 weeks a year in Las Vegas. That's 40 times a year for a decade. So I saw Chet 400 times. Most people have a best friend. They don't see him 400 times in their whole lifetime. I mean, I have best friends in Las Vegas who I see, you know, maybe 2-3 times a year. So I saw Chet 40 days a year for a decade. So 400 times, and we became very close, and we were very similar in our personalities. He's a bigger-than-life personality, great guy, killed in a car accident. Actually lived a few days. The car accident was on April 11th and died on Wednesday, April 17th. Just 2 days ago, he died, passed away. Chet Kopic, outside of Hilton Head, South Carolina. He lived in Chicago. He was the king of Chicago sports, king of Chicago sports TV, king of Chicago sports on the radio, the voice and the face of the Chicago Bears and the Chicago Blackhawks. Really an amazing guy, and every Chicago sports team put out a tweet today, condolences to the family of Chet Kopic on his death. My guess, I don't know this, but I'm assuming he was on a golf vacation in Hilton Head with a buddy. He was in the passenger seat. They had a terrible car accident, and Chet Kopic is dead. Great friend of mine dies at the age of 70. And almost every headline said, legendary Chicago sports personality Chet Kopic dies. So I just wanted to make sure that the heavens hear me talking about my friend Chet. And if you're up there, Chet, God bless you. I loved you, and you're a great personality, a great guy. Most guys are great, you know, self-promoting personality are not great guys. Chet was a great guy. All right, let me shift into my latest commentary that will be out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country syndicated by Creator Syndicate. What did Obama know and when did he know it? Attorney General William Barr made it all clear on Friday morning, meaning today, with no wiggle room, Trump is completely 100% vindicated and exonerated. It's over. There's nothing else left to discuss or debate. Trump is 100% vindicated and exonerated. Now comes the legitimate criminal investigation and prosecution. It's time, as I've argued for 2 years now in this column, to turn the tables and go after the real criminals. Trump and Attorney General Barr must name special counselors to investigate all the Democrat and deep state scandals. The entire Hillary email private server, national security leaks, and her destruction of 40,000 emails after being subpoenaed by Congress need to be reinvestigated. So does the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who many believe leaked damaging DNC emails to WikiLeaks. The entire fake dossier that led to the FISA warrant, and therefore the entire investigation of Trump on trumped-up charges paid for by Hillary's campaign, the DNC and the FBI needs to be investigated. The entire FBI DOJ leadership needs to be investigated for fraud, bribery, bias, and leaks of their investigations to the liberal media. The Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative need to be investigated. They were nothing more than pay-for-play scams set up to extort billions from foreign countries and global billionaires. Brilliant scheme, by the way. Brilliant. Bernie Madoff must be just shaking his head going, I couldn't think of something that good. So they were nothing more than pay-for-play scams to extort billions in return for access and favors from Hillary. And the proof is that all the donations dried up the minute she lost the presidential election. The other key to exposing these crimes is the location of the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. Offshore! Why does a U.S. charity that owes no taxes on donations need to be based outside the USA? Could it be to hide from the IRS? Could it be to avoid prosecution? Could it be because they were a scam that gave virtually nothing to charity? Could it be because they took money directly from terrorists and evil dictators? Could it be because they paid out bribes to Democrat politicians in the USA and it was all hidden in a web of offshore accounts? Then we come to the Uranium One deal. That needs to be investigated. Hillary, as Secretary of State, approved the sale of a large portion of America's uranium stock to the Russians. And in return, Bill Clinton received a $500,000 speech payoff from the Russians. And the Clinton Foundation received about $140 million in donations from the Russians. Hillary likely committed treason against the citizens of the United States. There's your real Russian collusion. And the spying by Obama's government on the Trump campaign needs to be investigated. It's Watergate on steroids. The Obama government spied on the Trump presidential campaign to dig up dirt or slander him or frame him for crimes he didn't commit, or more likely, to try to fix a presidential election in favor of Hillary. They literally spied on Trump and gave the information to Hillary so she'd win the election. And she didn't. Can you imagine how pathetic she is? The IRS scandal needs to be investigated. Was Obama using the IRS to enforce, intimidate, and cover up all the crimes going on under his watchful eye? And then we come to Vice President Biden. Biden funneled $1.8 billion in aid money to Ukraine. That's taxpayer money, U.S. taxpayer. While his son, Hunter Biden, received $166,000 per month from a major Ukrainian company. And then, part two, Biden bragged on camera at a press conference how he threatened Ukraine with the loss of billions in U.S. government funds if they didn't fire their chief prosecutor. And that prosecutor just happened to be investigating crimes committed by Hunter Biden's company. Oh, that's not a crime to do that. To use the power of the U.S. government to stifle an investigation, that's not collusion or conspiracy or obstruction, now is it? And all of these crimes come back to one man, Obama. He likely coordinated it all. He certainly oversaw it all. Nothing happened without Obama's approval on his watch. He was the chief ringleader of the Obama crime family. He ran his government like organized crime, enforced ruthlessly by hitmen from the FBI, DOJ, CIA, IRS, and NSA, listening in on all your calls and texts and emails. Was Obama on the Clinton Foundation payroll? Is there anyone in America who's had the balls to suggest that in order to allow the Clintons to operate like they're the Clinton crime family, they're the mafia, Obama, it was the Tutsi de Capi, had to get a piece? He was the guy in The Godfather, right? He was the star, and they have to kiss his ring. In order to make their billions, they had to bribe Obama. And was he on Hunter Biden's payroll? You think Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were allowed to make billions without Obama's approval, and you don't think he wanted a piece? Like Marlon Brando. I just want a piece. Give me a little piece. If he gave approval, if he gave approval to Hillary and Biden to loot and defraud U.S. taxpayers, Obama must have gotten a cut for himself. It all leads back to Obama. What did Obama know and when did he know it? And when is the FBI going to raid Obama's home and his personal lawyer's office? This is going to be fun. Come on, Trump. Order the FBI to raid Obama's personal home and Obama's personal lawyer's office. And then and only then is the fun going to begin. What did Obama know and when did he know it? My commentary coming out Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, as well as newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And as usual, Trump reads Wayne's notes. We think exactly alike. The Trump campaign announced this morning, turn the tables on the Russia collusion conspirators. Trump's re-election campaign released a video urging supporters to turn the tables on the Democrat conspirators who insisted the president colluded with Russia in the 2016 campaign. The video features footage of Democrats repeatedly declaring without evidence the president's staff colluded with Russia. Now the tables have turned, and it's time to investigate the liars who instigated the sham investigation into President Trump, motivated by political retribution and based on no evidence whatsoever. So Trump took a cue from Wayne Root. Remember, I was the guy 2 weeks ago who said the hunters shall become the hunted. And the guy on HBO, John Oliver, he didn't like that at all. And he used a minute of his 30-minute show to go after Wayne Root. And the way I dressed, wearing a beautiful, gorgeous pinstripe suit as if that's a crime. Last I checked, it's a Brioni suit that the richest men on Wall Street wear. And he thought that was funny. He's the worst dresser I've ever seen in my life. But that's how liberals are. They're losers. And they dress like slobs and pigs. And they see a guy dressed like $1 million, and they go after him because they hate you, because you're a conservative, you're a Republican, and you're suggesting it's time to turn the tables and go after Hillary and Obama and Biden and all the criminals, the FBI and the DOJ. We're coming!
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're at talk shows. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Oh, O'Reilly. Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. This is the part of the show where I usually do a little station identification. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This show comes to you from Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, my home, my adopted home for 18 years now, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, here in Vegas, run and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Fred Weinberg, the guy who gave me the shot in syndication. It's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FortumResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FortumResources.com. You want to check it out? Most caller-friendly show in America. Love to take your calls at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And thousands of you take advantage of that and do, and I read them all. You can check out all my tweets at Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root. So here's some normal people. Steny Hoyer, after the Mueller report, says impeachment is not worthwhile at this point. Impeachment is not worthwhile at this point. Steny Hoyer, of course, is the number two man in the U.S. House of Representatives after Nancy Pelosi. And he says impeachment is not worthwhile at this point. Of course not. But Clapper, who's one of the biggest morons that ever lived, former director of national security, James Clapper, he says, collusion, obstruction aside, the big story is the magnitude of Russia interference. without a shred of evidence that there ever was any real serious Russian interference. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The only real Russian collusion and Russian interference was in favor of Hillary Clinton. As I've already said in my commentary, hopefully you were here earlier and heard it, but I will repeat it in the third hour, which is the 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific hour. We'll open up the show with that commentary. What did Obama know? When did he know it? I'm the only guy in America who turns the tables. A great defense is offense, man. That's what you always do. You never play defense. You go on offense. And everybody else is saying, let's go after Clapper. Let's go after, CIA, FBI, DOJ. And I'm saying that too, but I'm going after Obama. I'm choosing the main guy and the right guy to go after. Obama. But anyways, a little sampling of other liberal maniacs. MSNBC's Brian Williams likens Baghdad Bill Barr to an Iraqi propagandist. Makes sense. Lots of pundits, progressive pundits, said Mueller report is an explicit invitation to Congress to impeach the president. Makes sense. He cleared Trump 100%, and they say it's an invitation to impeach Trump. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, Democrat of New York, should say insane New York, part of the Insanity Caucus, said during a press conference Thursday he needs special counsel Robert Mueller to testify before Congress because we cannot believe what Attorney General William Barr tells us. Okay. John Dean, he of the former President Richard Nixon White House counsel, says the Mueller report shows clear obstruction. Hilarious. Hollywood has a meltdown, says complete whitewash, Trump is guilty as hell. All the same people, all the same suspects, mentally ill people who just can't give it up because you have no program, no agenda, no policies the American people would ever want to vote for. Congressman Spire, Jackie Spire, Democrat California, does that tell you a lot? Democrat California, that means insanity after their name, says Mueller's report shows Trump would not be president without Russian interference. That is hilarious. You would not have won the 2018 midterms, and you wouldn't have won the popular vote in 2016 for Hillary. You did win the popular vote without illegal aliens voting, which is Mexican interference and Central American interference, and without social media interference, without Google interference. It's a proven fact that all the social media companies, but particularly Google, manipulated all of their followers to try and get as many votes as they could for the Democratic Party. It worked really well in 18. And you also stop people from being able to see any good news about Trump. And you stop people from being able to see Wayne Root's Twitter page, Wayne Root's Facebook page, anything on Instagram, anything on YouTube, anything at Google that would help Republican or conservative causes. There's your collusion. And there's a new Ipsos poll out. GOP voters say immigration is the most important problem in the United States of America. Well, of course that's what they think. Every person that watches my show says that. Of course they do. Running second immigration as the biggest problem is health care, with 13% of GOP voters ranking it as the main issue facing the nation. So the reality is, I agree with both of those. Number one problem in the nation is the border crisis and illegal immigration. And the number two problem in America is Obamacare. And the Republican Party would have won the midterms if it wasn't for social media collusion and Google collusion, but also if they killed Obamacare. That was all because of John McCain, who put his thumbs down. Dummy.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says the White House is accepting apologies after the release of the Mueller report. Speaking with reporters, Conway said it's time to move on after special counsel Robert Mueller concluded that there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign in the 2016 election. Another person who believes we should just move on is Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
These guys aren't going to stop. We know that. Even though the American people understands that this is definitive, this says that there was no obstruction, no collusion, said the White House completely cooperated, said they exerted no executive privileges.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the New Jersey man accused of bringing cans of gasoline and lighter fluid into St. Patrick's Cathedral last night is being charged. 37-year-old Mark Lamparello has been charged with attempted arson, reckless endangerment, and trespassing. Cops are not releasing his motive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Hour number three, of course, Newsmax Television. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, love this country. There's no other country like America. Greatest country in world history, blessed by God. Capitalist evangelist, thankful for everything America's done for me, this SOB in this great country. American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And you can only find a company like Liberty HealthShare in the good old U.S. of A. They are the sponsor of this show. They are a Christian health sharing organization. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital anywhere in the country. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids are all members. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 in year one in premiums, $18,000 in year two, $18,000 now in year three. That's $54,000 over the last 3 years. Could you use an extra $54,000? All my doctor visits last year were wellness visits. I didn't pay a dime. I had a surgery for kidney stones 2 months ago, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay the deductible, and the entire rest of the bill was on Liberty HealthShare. It's amazing, and it's real. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. It's the best deal in healthcare. We've got our guest here, and I've wanted to have him on for a long time. I get a good kick out of this guy. I think he's fantastic. He's a fighter for conservatism, for Catholicism. He's written many books. He's made thousands of media appearances. William Bill Donahue is president of the Catholic League, not for a year, not for a month, since 1993. This guy is what you call a loyal warrior, man. Bill Donahue, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
So, first of all, before we get to all the important stuff, I wanted to mention that it was just a tragedy what happened to the Cathedral of Notre Dame a couple of days ago, and I just was amazed that you go on Fox News as a guest with Neil Cavuto, and he hangs up on you because you dare to just ask good questions. That's what happens to me. Whenever I ask good questions, liberals call me a conspiracy theorist, you know, because you are actually willing to ask something that's real. And you were mentioning the fact that there have been many, many church burnings in France and in Europe, a lot of them related to Islamic terror, and he hung up on you. Isn't that basically what happened?
Well, that's exactly what happened. Now, let me say something here, Wayne. I've known Neil for many, many, many years.
And he's a good man. I know Neil.
And he is. He's a good guy. I what he did to me was wrong. I'm not trying to exculpate him altogether because he's wrong on what he did. But there's no question. You can see it on the TV with the earpiece. I mean, he's getting his marching orders from the top.
Correct.
On this. They're running nervous over at Fox. Look. Fox News is lapping up to the mainstream media because they got nixed from having their anchors do a Democrat debate. That's why they were rolling out Bernie Sanders and bringing in everybody else down. There's a nervousness there. They don't want to get marginalized. This is the post-Roger Ailes era, and it doesn't bode well. They're running scared. Listen, and all I said, I hope the listeners understand, all I said was that if, in fact, it is an accident, then it's a monumental tragedy. Then I said, but I have my suspicions, and I gave
right.
the context without mentioning any religious or secular group. I just described what was happening of churches being burned, statues being smashed, excrement on crosses, and the Eucharist being destroyed, and then I'm cut off. I went right back to my point, of course. I'm not going to be bullied by anybody, and that's when they just simply said, well, this is the end of the show.
Yeah, well, they did the exact same thing. Shepard Smith did that earlier in the day with maybe it was an hour earlier. I'm not sure. Shep, I think, comes in right before. So he did it just before you with a French government official who made the same comment. I made the same comment. I was on the air 2 days ago right while it was happening. It was burning as I was on the air. And I said, look, I'm not going to say something stupid here and say I think it's Islamic terrorism, but I am going to say you got to ask the question. You know, when so many churches have been desecrated, in France in particular, in Europe in general, by Islamic terrorists and others who hate religion, hate Catholicism, and hate Christianity. And when there just happens to have been a female terrorist sentenced on Friday for this exact thing, she was going after the Notre Dame Cathedral 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and she got sentenced on Friday. And, you know, you got to assume this could possibly, you certainly have to look at it as having something to do with arson or terrorism or terrorism arson. And, you know, I don't know how anybody can run away from that possibility, but it sure seems like we live in a PC world, and Fox News has joined the crowd that they want you to run away and never ask a question. Here's my question, Bill. I didn't notice any of the liberals ever backing off from questions about Trump's taxes, Russian collusion, even though it was very obvious there never was Russian collusion. The media let them ask all the questions they want. Why can't guys like you and I ask obvious questions?
Well, the double standard is pernicious at this point. And, you know, some people are noticing, I notice, I'm sure you have, Roger Kimball is a great conservative writer. Why did the French authorities declare that it wasn't arson while the cathedral was burning?
Right.
They hadn't even waited till the firefighters had finished the job so they could do a forensic check. Why were they so knee-jerkingly reflexive to say we're positive it had nothing to do with terrorism? That alone is worthy of investigation.
Right, in a country where, maybe you know the stat better than me, but I think it's 875 churches have burned or been desecrated, and I don't know if it's in Europe or just in France.
Had a rash of these problems, and let me tell you something. If blacks were being beaten up by white thugs in this country, they would immediately assume it's white nationalists, wouldn't they? Even though there's only about 10 of these thugs left in this country, which is good. But, I mean, you can suspect it's some kind of a Trump person, or like the kids in Covington, you know, they wore that pro-Trump hat, so that's what's really behind this. But when it comes to certain protected groups, Muslims would be one of several. We're not allowed to have free speech anymore.
I'm with you. Unfortunately for liberals, I have lots of free speech 3 hours a day. So, I never say anything that's racist. I say things that are just, I ask good questions and I tell the truth. If it's happening, I tell the raw truth and let others draw the conclusion. And that's why, by the way, you're the Catholic League, and I'll ask a tough question for Catholics. I've always been very pro-Catholic, very pro-religion. I'm very spiritual, but I don't like this Pope. I think he leans to the Marxist side, and I think he's made comments that drive me up a wall as a conservative. What are your thoughts on this Pope?
Well, clearly on the socioeconomic issues, he's clearly on the left. He comes from a Latin American background where people don't understand the difference between capitalism and socialism. He certainly doesn't understand the difference. On some of the moral questions, he's better. On some of the actions that he's taken, they're very questionable. He shoots from the hip a lot. He gives a lot of these airplane interviews where he just rolls it out, and then they have to walk it back. This goes on constantly. He talks to a 90-year-old atheist with no tape recorder. Then the atheist says, well, this is what he said. Then he says, well, I didn't say that. He's very undisciplined. He's not a scholar the way Pope Benedict was or John Paul II. He's managed to...
He's problematic.
Yeah, he has been problematic.
All right, let's talk about someone who is sometimes problematic, but I love him. His name is President Donald J. Trump. I wanted to get your takeaway as the president of the Catholic League, and I think most white Catholic voters in America anyway, I can't speak for every Catholic or Hispanic Catholics or black Catholics, but most white Catholics love President Trump. I think he got a huge majority of their vote. How do you feel about President Trump?
He will go down in history as the most pro-life president America's ever had. He will outdo Ronald Reagan. He's certainly outdoing George W. Bush and the other Republicans. And you know what's interesting? I hope the listeners understand this the right way. I don't know how much in his gut he is pro-life. All I know is that his actions, his deeds, are incredibly pro-life. I think it may be that it... Other issues mean much more to him, so I guess he's basically saying, listen, I got the support of 52% of Catholics, and of white Catholics a lot higher than that. I got the support of evangelicals. If this means that much to these people, I'm not letting them down. I think he's a loyalist, and I'll take the right conclusions, even if it's not driven maybe from the heart altogether. But he certainly buried Hillary Clinton in the debate, didn't he, when he stood firmly against partial birth abortion. That, I think, is Trump really truly speaking. She, of course, has never found, or the Democrats, they've never found an abortion they couldn't justify.
Well, here's kind of a little background on me, just so you know. I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in an all-Italian and Irish Catholic neighborhood in New York. And abortion has never been my issue, okay? I'm a lot like Trump in every way. On almost every view you can name, I'm kind of a brother from another mother with Trump. We have the same brain. And abortion was never a big issue for me, Bill. I'm a huge conservative on every issue in the world except abortion. I'm not for abortion. It just never mattered to me. And today, the Democratic Party has driven me over the last 2 years to the point where I'm proudly pro-life. And I can't even believe the disgusting, murderous, mass murderous things they actually envision are good. That you kill a baby at the moment of birth, you kill him after the moment of birth, you take him out and ask the mother, should it live? You should be very happy, because a guy like me who's never, abortion was never on my radar in my entire life, and I'm the most political guy in the world, suddenly I got to tell you, I am as pro-life as you. At this point, I'm so sickened by the Democratic Party. They're like a bunch of mass murderers of babies. I'm sick.
Well, you're not alone. There are millions like you. I've spoken to so many people, and they have said almost the exact same thing you have.
They're driving us to the right. That's a good thing. My prediction is Trump's going to win by an electoral landslide in 20. I don't think they've got anybody. I certainly don't think they've got anybody that is going to win the votes of Catholics in this country. What do you think?
I think they're all a bunch of losers.
Exactly. I'm with you. All right. Bill Donahue is a winner. And him and I both probably, I will guess, agree that we never get bored of winning. Thank you, President Donald Trump.
You
and thank
wait.
You, Bill Donahue, for the interview.
Thank you so much.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Ron Corey is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron Corey of the famous book Tenacity, one of the great Vegas dream guys, Living the American Dream, written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all, and now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world, anywhere in this world, with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. Tenacity is such a wild story, Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story's so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, as in C-O-U-R-Y. His website is roncoreyauthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, or just go to Amazon to order Tenacity today, a book, an ebook, Kindle, or the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Thank you, Ron Corey. Thank you, Tenacity, for sponsoring the show. All right, so there's a new commentary out that's fabulous. It says Robert Mueller did not merely reject the Trump-Russia conspiracy theories. He obliterated them. The two-pronged conspiracy theory has dominated U.S. political discourse for almost 3 years. That one, Trump, his family, his campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election. And two, Trump is beholden to Russian President Vladimir Putin, was not merely rejected today by the final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. It was obliterated in an undeniable and definitive manner. The key fact is this. Mueller, contrary to weeks of false media claims, did not merely issue a narrow, cramped, legalistic finding that there was insufficient evidence to indict Trump associates for conspiring with Russia and then proving their guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. That would have been devastating enough to those who spent the last 2 years or more misleading people to believe the conspiracy convictions of Trump's closest aides and family members were inevitable. But his mandate was much broader than that, to state what did or did not happen. That's precisely what Mueller did. In addition to concluding that evidence was insufficient to charge any American with crimes relating to Russian election interference also stated emphatically in numerous instances that there was no evidence, not merely that there was insufficient evidence, to obtain a criminal conviction, that key prongs of this three-year-old conspiracy theory actually happened. No evidence that any of it ever actually happened. As Mueller himself put it, in some instances, the report points out the absence of evidence or conflicts in the evidence about a particular fact or event. With regard to Facebook ads and Twitter posts from the Russia-based Internet Research Agency, for example, Mueller could not have been more blunt. The investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. persons knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the IRA, which is the Internet Research Agency of Russia, interference operation. Note this exoneration includes not only Trump campaign officials, but all Americans. Nobody conspired with the Russians. To get a further sense of how definitive the report's rejection is of the key elements of the alleged conspiracy theory, consider Mueller's discussion of efforts by George Papadopoulos, Joseph Misfund, and two Russian nationals, whereby they tried to arrange a meeting between the campaign and Russian officials to talk about how the two sides could work together to disseminate information about Hillary. As Mueller put it, no meeting took place. No meeting took place. Several of the media's most breathless and hyped bombshells were dismissed completely by Mueller regarding various Trump officials' 2016 meetings with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Mueller said they were brief, public, and non-substantive. Concerning a much-hyped change to GOP platform regarding Ukraine, Mueller wrote the evidence does not establish that one campaign official's efforts to dilute a portion of the Republican platform was undertaken at the behest of candidate Trump or Russia, and further noted such a change was consistent with Trump's publicly stated foreign policy view, one shared by Obama, to avoid provoking a gratuitous conflict with the Kremlin over arming Ukrainians. Mueller also characterized a widely hyped meeting between then-Senator Jeff Sessions and Kislyak as one did not include any more than a passing mention of the presidential campaign. Regarding one of the most cited pieces of evidence by Trump-Russia conspiracists, that Russia tried once Trump was nominated to shape his foreign policy towards Russia, Mueller concluded there's simply no evidence to support it. In other critical areas, Mueller did not go so far as to say his investigation did not identify evidence, but nonetheless concluded that his 22-month investigation did not establish that the key chains of the conspiracy theory were true. Regarding alleged involvement by Trump officials or family members in the Russian hacks, Mueller explained the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. As for the overarching maximalist conspiracy that Trump or members of his family were controlled by or working for the Russian government, Mueller concluded this belief simply lacked evidence necessary to prosecute anyone for it, and Mueller's examination of all the so-called links between Trump campaign officials and Russia that the U.S. media spent almost 3 years depicting as bombshell evidence of criminality met the same fate. The evidence did not establish any such links constituted coordination or conspiracy between Trump and Russia. Perhaps most amazingly, even low-level ancillary hangers-on to the Trump campaign that even many Russiagate skeptics thought might end up being charged as Russian agents were not. There's nothing. Nothing, folks. Zero, zero, zero. Nothing. There is no Russian collusion. Ripped to shreds. And that's why it's time to turn the tables on the liars who put us in this position. Turn the tables. All right, coming up, it's not only the second hour of USA Radio, it's a special two-hour edition on Newsmax TV of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I'm on from coming up moments from now all the way to 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock Pacific on Newsmax TV. War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.